There is also a strong correlation between levels of modernization and levels of secularization in Europe.
当然我们也看到,就是在欧洲的现代化程度和它的那个世俗化程度中间也是有相当的关系的。
Some of the most secular countries in Europe, but not all, are also some of the most modern.
在欧洲有一些最世俗化的国家,但不是所全部的,也是非常现代化。
But the assumption that modernization itself is the cause of secularization, there is an error, is problematic in terms of the internal variations, and even more so when one adopts a global comparative perspective.
但是我们如果考虑到它内部的情况,内部的这种种种差异情况,而且尤其是当我们采取一个全球的视角的话,我们就会发现,这种假设现代化就是造成了世俗化的这个原因,这种想法是有问题的。
So maybe if there is any question now about this first part, if you have any question. Yes. Well, belonging is you ask them and they say, I am a member of the church. So when you ask their affiliation, 80%, 90% in Denmark say they are members of the church and they pay taxes. If you pay taxes, you are a member of the church. So they voluntarily pay taxes. So this is first. Second, in Denmark, although only 2% go to church regularly, almost all of them are baptized, and most importantly, almost all of them are confirmed as adolescents. They go through confirmation, not only baptism. No, there is no obligation. No obligation to pay. Also in Germany, no obligation. Of course, if you don't pay you have to pay taxes. And then you say for which religion you pay the tax, or if not, for which other secular cause. So you cannot free yourself of pay, because otherwise, if you didn't have to pay taxes, then nobody will pay taxes for the churches. So they have a choice. I pay, for instance, as a German, I say I'm a Catholic, I'm a Protestant, I'm a Jew, or I have no confession. And then my taxes go to the Catholic Church, to the Protestant Church, to the Jewish Church or community, or they go to some other cause I specify. I think it's not. It's about 4 or 5%. Which is high. It's very high. The idea is, Scandinavian countries are very homogeneous societies, and there is a sense of nation. For instance, Swedes never go to church in Sweden, but when there was a disaster of a boat sinking in the Baltic Sea, spontaneously, thousands of people went to Stockholm Cathedral to pray. So there is a sense in moments of national identity crisis, the church still serves as the symbol of the nation, along with the state, because they have all established churches. The Church of Denmark is a state church. The Church of Norway is a state church. The Church of Sweden became disestablished the year 2000. Yes.
我简单的翻译一下刚才的情况，就是提到一个他属于教会到底什么意思？那么是因为登记或者怎么样？刚才Professor Casanova的提出来，就是说他们有90%以上的人口都交税，而且是志愿的交税，交给那个国家的税，在丹麦。那么但是呢，他们有一些国家，除非是国家有重大的情况，他们一般不去教会。重大情况，比方说在有一艘船沉在那个巴尔的岛里面的。 海峡里头的时候，所有人都会去教会去为这个事情祷告和等，所以他们有他们相当的宗教性。对于国家有重大事件的时候，
Somebody was just.
那个，你就说你对这个欧洲世俗化的一个解释，就是说认为应该从教会、还有政府和公民社会方面进行解释。但是在欧洲当中的话，好像在《夜间战斗》这本书里面，你曾经有讲过，就是他还有一个就是说巫术这个传统，是不是也是对他一个世俗化方面有一些影响？
He mentioned that there is a. 请问这本书的英文名字是什么？
我不大记得了，大概就是说它的中文翻译是《夜间的战斗》。
夜间的战斗，
夜间的战斗。
Alright, he said that there was a book, the Chinese translation was The Battle at Night, that talks about shamanism or witchcraft. So does that also contribute to the religious decline?
No, there is a small growth among the unchurched of no Christian religions.Particularly in Scandinavian countries and in Great Britain. Witchcraft or paganism is one of them. Shamanism somewhat in Scandinavian countries, but little. But we are talking of 2/3% of the population. Those are very, very small currents. The pattern in Europe, as I said, is one single church, which people belong or do not belong,or two churches in Germany, Holland, but very, very small religious minorities. Only now with immigration, you have Islam. So the only other religion which is growing and which is really, because it's active, is Islam. These others are very, very small phenomena. New Age, paganism or Vika, some also Buddhism, Eastern religions,Those are very, very small minority currents, much smaller than in the United States, where everybody is much more religious. So there's the interesting thing. When Europeans leave the church, they do not go for other religions. They simply are not religious.
简单的解释就是说，这些非基督教的这些信仰，比方像是巫术，或是异端，就像是佛教、伊斯兰教这种信仰，在欧洲占的比例非常少，大概是2%到3%，所以他们的力量不足以造成欧洲的这个基督教宗教的衰退。那么这种相对于美国的情况，美国宗教性更高，但是这种异端的信仰呢，在欧洲比美国更少。
These phenomena do not appear in the surveys.Other religion, maybe 1-2%. It's only from ethnographic studies of communities that we know, but they are not really representative mass phenomena at all. They are not captured by surveys.
但是这些数字少到我们甚至在做民意调查的时候都没有办法被抓出来，所以是一个比较非常微小的一个力量。
Just now you mentioned that the secularization of Europe is not the accumulation of organization, but because of the radical change in the 1960s. Can you give more insight on this issue? Because in Hans Rohr's book, The State and the Secular, he talked about that when a country becomes more secure, people tend to be more secular. Because of the welfare state in the 1960s,Or because of the counter movement in the 1960s. Why 1960s become so influential in the civilization of Europe?
This is actually the second part of the lecture. If, yes. Can you in Chinese yourself translate it in Chinese to your colleagues? No, this is better. This is good.
This is good.
Thank
you.神圣和世俗那边，他提到一个命题，他用全球的这样一个价值观调查发现，当一个国家变得更大的世俗之后，人们也变得更加的世俗。所以问，为什么会1965年代被谁世俗化世俗的这样一个经济的那个时候
？I'll try to answer your question in the second part. If it is not answered yet, then we can continue the conversation. Okay. And you had a question? Yes.
Small question. 在很多的国家中间，下面的他们信神的人比例非常低。In
the lower part of these countries, the people believing in God, the number is very low.
我想知道的是，他们不信神，那么他们宣称他自己信神了。
I would like to know if they don't believe in God, do they claim that they believe in anything?
例如，在中国很多人也宣称我不信神，但是我会信马克思主义。
If you go back to the one who was the life force, was 5227, you remember? A little further. Yes. Okay, so this is, you see, 50 all of Europe, 52% believe in God, then 27% believe in a spirit or life force, 18% say do not believe in anything. In these bottom countries, the number of those who do not believe in anything is close to 50%. So it's not only not believe in God, but also not believe in anything. Only, as I mentioned, only is Germany, 51% are declared atheists. So the majority are atheists, but in countries, I would say, certainly Estonia, the Czech Republic, the Netherlands, France, 50% do not believe in anything. Okay. Please.
2 years ago, when Turkey applied for joining the European Union, there was a survey asking the opinion of European citizens. They agree with the joining of Turkey, and the result shows that more than 85% of European citizens are against that, and with arguments because Europe was and is a Christian continent. This figure is much more higher than any average church attendance to show now, or any results to show, right? Can you give an explanation to that? Or can say Christianity was imagined religious collective identity of people?
Please, can you?
在几年前，这个土耳其他申请加入欧盟，然后欧盟就做了一个那个难民调查，这样。 结果显示，就是说80%-80%欧洲公民反对土耳其加入欧盟，理由是那个他们认为欧洲的传统上、历史上是新教的国家，因为这个土耳其是自然教国家，就是这个是有必要的，就是刚刚小刘刚刚写的那个信神的比例，欧洲的平均的相信神的这个比例，比较平均的经常教会的比例要高，希望他能不能给个解释。
This is an issue which I addressed in the third part of the lecture, the deep private. So let's wait until then, and then we'll talk it probably, and I will explain. I will expand because I've written a whole paper on this issue. So let's explain. There was somebody before that had a question.
And
yes.
如果判断一个国家，他这个或者一个人，他的宗教信，因为宗教信，这个标准是什么样的标准？是按。Okay.
How do we judge whether a person or a nation is religious, or is there any way to evaluate?
还有另一个问题，就是这个数据的问题。我看这么多数据，因为我们知道这个做统计是不同的人，所以不同的方法，这个统计的数据有可能有很大的出入。
Well, we also look at the statistics. We know that when it's done completely in a different way, there could be much variation.
Right. Okay. That's why I analyze three different levels of religiosity. Individual religiosity, is defined by the people themselves when they are asked, do you believe, do you pray, whatever. So the one information we get from surveys, second, participation, how frequently they go to church, and third, their own affiliation with the national community. So these are at least three different levels. And I want to show precisely how these levels of religiosity are very different and go in very different directions in different countries.
Yes. 一种是个人他自己说他有多少宗教心，另外一种就是他参不参与教会，去不去教堂，还有一种就是他属不属于一个教会，属不属于一个教堂。所以我们是从三个不同的维度来观察这个宗教心。
Now this is, I agree, only one poll. For me, these numbers are not very hard facts. But all the polls with variations basically indicate the same trend. For me, are only indicators of a process. So I don't take them as proof of anything. We could have shown other polls, but we have enough polls from the European Value Survey, from the World Value Survey, and the Eurobarometer, which is every 5 years, that we see the trends and a confirmation very clearly.
我们看到有很多不同的这种民意调查，像这个的话是每五年做一次。这个我个人不是把它当做唯一的一个证据，但是可以给我们做一个指标，给我们做一个参考。
And that's why here I actually have put together two different polls: the one asking belief in God, and then the other one 2 years later asking them how important is religion in your life.
这个表其实是把两三个不同的表放在一起的，其中第一个问题就是说，你信不信仰神？我们看这是2005年，然后两年、三年之后，又有另外一个问题，就是说宗教对你来说有多重要。A
perfect result would be if you add both together, it would be 100, perfect 100. Perfect 100 are Netherlands, Italy, Estonia. So the number of believers and the number of those who say religion is not important, you put them together and it's the entire population. The only discrepancy is, and there are several countries with very high discrepancy, Spain the largest one. In Spain, look, there are 59% of believers, but 59% of people who say religion is not important. So there are a lot of believers in Spain for whom religion is not important. What means, I interpret it, that those are still people who are still believers formally, but very clearly on the way of being non-believers. So when you see a high discrepancy, and I know because of the trends of the countries, is an indication that in the next poll, 5 years from now, the numbers of believers is going to be lower.